Students will return to classrooms Monday in Springfield, Massachusetts for the first time in more than a year. Officials held a news conference today to announce all the COVID-19 safety protocols that have been put in place. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno acknowledged there will be butterflies in the stomach come Monday morning, likely more than usual for a first day back to school.
It's an exciting time. There's a little trepidation, but everybody's going to be safe and sound as we start to get our kids back in the school.
Speaking at the Rebecca Johnson School, Sarno stressed the steps the city has taken to make the city's 57 school buildings safe for students and staff to return for in-person instruction, highlighted by a $1.4 million upgrade to the ventilation systems that he said exceeds standards set by the State Education Department.
No one is doing what the city of Springfield and the Springfield Public School Systems is doing in the state of Massachusetts.
Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick praised the district's custodians, who he said had deep cleaned and sanitized the schools.
The schools are spotless.
Desks in classrooms are 6 feet apart. Each room has a hand sanitizing station. There are arrows on the hallway floors to mark the direction for foot traffic, and posters with reminders to keep 6 feet apart. Water fountains have been turned off and water bottle filling stations installed. Students will not be using lockers. Face masks are mandatory. There will be 2 daily breaks scheduled for students to go outside and remove their masks. The school cafeterias will be closed. Breakfast and lunch will be served in the classrooms.
So there'll be a whole protocol set up with hand sanitizer and cleaning the areas and everything else, and working with our kids and our staff to, again, keep everyone safe. Obviously, the kids are going to have to take the masks off to eat. They're going to definitely be 6 feet apart.
Even going to school will be different. Students will be spaced apart on school buses with the windows open 2 inches. Having secured a waiver from the state, Springfield Elementary School students will return to classrooms on a hybrid schedule on April 5th and resume 5-day-a-week in-person instruction on May 3rd.
So we'll get a chance to take a look at how things are working with smaller groups and ease them back into the process of coming back full. Again, making sure student safety is a priority.
Warwick said roughly half the parents have chosen the option to have their students continue with remote learning for the rest of the school year.
We've done a lot with technology to help our teachers. So they'll be teaching the hybrid students that come in, and again, the students that are remote simultaneously using our technology.
Jessica Davila, a second grade teacher at Johnson, said her students have shown grit and persistence with remote learning.
I am excited to formally meet and see all the smiling faces I have had the pleasure of teaching and getting to know remotely.
Springfield will join the state's COVID-19 pooled testing initiative for schools. The Baker administration reported this week that pooled testing data collected from across the state found far less than a 1% positivity rate among students and staff. A statement announcing the test results said there is extremely little evidence of in-school transmission of COVID-19 in Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.